From the gardens of Castle Rock, we have the owner, one of the owners of that particular establishment, Glenn Schweitzer, joining us right now. Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Absolutely wonderful. Doing wonderful.
Yeah. You know, guess what? The wedding season is here.
It is.
Did you see that one coming?
I did. Actually, we had our first wedding out there in January.
So there
is such things as winter weddings. So.
You know, if you would have gotten married in January or mid-April, the weather would have been the same.
Just about.
you couldn't really tell.
We do say weather is part of the overall experience in the story that builds up. If you're afraid of weather, then I don't know where you should go. But it's part of life.
It is part of life. You have a wedding fair. You and a lot of people have a wedding fair coming up this Thursday that's being hosted by the Gardens of Castle Rock. Tell us about it.
It's hosted by the Gardens, but it is the Northfield Wedding Area Vendor Fair. That's what it's been called. And there's a lot of us that work towards increasing weddings and the wedding business and the cottage industry in Northfield, because there's a lot of weddings that happen in Northfield. There's over 11 venues, ranging from like Red Barn Farm to downtown. The Armory Square is adding them, the Grand, the golf courses, barns. So there's 11 venues. We're hosting it, and there's going to be, I think, 44, 45 other vendors to support, because if you've been through a wedding, and there's a lot of moving pieces. Most people don't put together a party for 200 or 300 or more people that often, so there's a lot of that comes into it, from flowers to catering to invitations to music, and I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but catering, food, beverages, all of those things, and organizers, so coordinators and planners that all help and make it. They're all going to be there. So we probably have some of the best at the wedding fair this year. Some of the photographers are just downright some of the best in the state, which is pretty amazing. So if you're in the market for getting married or a wedding or planning, this is the place to come, because you can pick up cards and pick up information from all of these vendors to do a wedding right here in Northfield. And some of these vendors will also travel out of Northfield. So it's not just if you want to get married in Northfield, there's a lot of great Northfield-based businesses that you can use wherever you go.
Wherever you go, yeah. And that is, you know, I'm kind of amazed. I don't go to too many weddings these days. You know, you go through times in your life where all of a sudden if everybody you know is getting married, then everybody you know is kids are getting married. And I'm kind of beyond that now, so I haven't been to too many weddings lately. But, you know, the second time through when the kids were getting married, things have so changed. I mean, they're just rapidly changing. There's so many new things and fresh ideas around that, boy, it's almost mind-boggling, and I'm sure you of all people are aware of that.
I am. When I first started the garden, so my history is a little bit longer, because back in high school, so I won't date myself too much, but back in high school, I started as a wedding disc jockey on the weekend, so I had my DJ voice back then on that Ultimate Entertainment. But I DJ'd probably 450 plus 500 weddings. So
wow.
So yeah, I have seen a lot. Some things I'd like to forget, but I have seen a lot. But what used to be as far as that standard wedding has changed a lot. It is about the experience, and that's why when I started with that weather, it is about the experience. It, yes, there is this ceremony, this part that they do get married, and that is the most important part. But when you bring those 200-300 family and friends together, it's like people are traveling, people are there, they want more than just a 10-minute ceremony. So there is this whole big beautiful day that happens, and sometimes it's more. We do have we have one wedding this year that will be 3 days long, so it's very cool. It's kind of tradition for them. It's a Hindu wedding, so it's very, very cool.
Wow. 3 days long.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow, there's the weekend right there.
There it is. But it's so beautiful. So all there's to it.
Yeah, different cultures do have different customs and different traditions. So what a neat thing. That's cool. And so you can adapt, in particular, we're talking about your particular venue right now. You can adapt to things like that?
Easily. Oh, wow. Yeah. Sometimes we say the first international language is love. The second is garden. So it's really easy to kind of make it your day. But the key here is Northfield, and that's what this is about, Northfield area weddings, is there is everything here. So from our downtown, kind of that urban feel with Armory Square and the Grand, you can get that cool downtown feeling. We have amazing barns, Golden Oak and Wasner and Good Tree and the Red Barn, so you can get that feel, and country clubs and golf courses. I mean, so we run the whole gamut. With a new hotel that's on its way, we're all like anxiously awaiting that to open, because we have a lot of guests looking for places right now. And this is why we're pushing the Northfield business, but right now most of our guests end up in Lakeville or Apple Valley or even up in Burnsville, because there's just not enough lodging here. So with the addition of the new hotel and all of the other hotels in town, it's a big economic driver for the area. We'll have over 15,000 people at the gardens this year, and we're just one of the 11 or 12 venues. So when we look to say what happens, and then we just mentioned they happen for a full day, so you're looking at a couple nights of lodging, you're looking at more than just a tank of gas and some potato chips, several meals. So it's a big driver that is here right now and happening. Very excited that the Chamber is actually in helping. They're pushing it through the
Convention and Visitors Bureau.
There you go. Okay. Thank you. I've got all these things in my head sometimes. I don't want to come out. But, yeah, they're helping out there. Rob Shanilak, with the Entertainment Guide by Almeen Graphic. This is going to be probably the most exciting part of what happened in this year's Northfield Wedding Fair, is we partnered with him and their group, and they're putting together the Northfield Wedding Guide. And it's a 40-page magazine, so it's not like just the teeny little booklet. It's a 40-page magazine with stories and pictures and advertisers. This is one that, again, if you're going to be getting married in the next 2 years, find it, pick it up, save it, because it will be your reference guide for anything you need. So,
and once again, a reminder, folks, that this is not just for the gardens. It's everyone. It's all the vendors that from all the different areas, be it you know, dressmakers or what? What else do you have? DJs? You don't still do the DJ thing? Do you?
I don't do the DJ.
But there are people who do that.
So. There are, yes. I think we have four different DJs. So again, that same you can. It's a coming from that history, that's a personality where you want to do that. There's also bands available. But, yeah, the DJs that are there.
Catering, invitations.
Alcohol service. Just like that, I should have all the stuff in front of me. But florists and... Well, there's a lot. There's
yeah,
40
if,
of them.
If there is a wedding in your future, or your family's future, that you'll be either getting married yourself, maybe a kid or something, yeah, it's... free.
Yes. So we should probably tell them what it is. I keep forgetting. This Thursday, May 10th, from 4 to 7, it is at the Garden. So we are 7 miles north of Northfield on Highway 3. Do you like cash?
I like cash. So cash is good.
You can sign up and show up and win cash. So there's going to be some cash prizes. So on the Facebook page, Northfield Wedding, Northfield Area Wedding Vendor Fair, pretty easy to find right now. There's a link to an Eventbrite. You sign up on Eventbrite just so we know you're coming. Show up at the registration, fill out a little card, and we'll be polling three names for cash prizes. Plus, there is all of the vendors, and pretty much all of the vendors are also going to be doing individual door prizes out of Lakeville at something called the Cedary, and they offer all kinds of chairs, nice chairs, and they're giving $1,000 of chairs a use away. So if you're having that backyard wedding, because there's a lot of great backyard weddings, but most people don't have 300 chairs, so you need to rent those. This is a great place to get them. So, and you could actually win their $1,000 giveaway. So if you're planning a wedding, you also know the budget, so that could be very helpful.
Yeah, boy, that's, you know, the things you need when you're getting married and you don't even think of until you start delving into it.
That's why planners, I'm sure we mentioned planners already. There will be three or four of some of the best planners in the state will be here.
So. All right. They can do that thinking for you.
Yes.
That's a cool thing. Anything else, Glenn?
That's the main thing. I think that just the biggest thing is one, if you're in the getting married, looking to have a wedding, you'll find everything you need here at the wedding fair. And then on the other side of Northfield Wedding, we're really trying to grow the Northfield area as a destination wedding area. And it's a really, really important for me because I always have this belief the more gas stations you have on the corner of an intersection, the more gas that's sold. So it's kind of a simple thing. Northfield, I don't have to tell people this, Northfield's pretty amazing. And when we bring in these guests and we can get 10, 12, 15,000 people here through the summer when all the college students are gone, this is the time that we need people here in the restaurants, in the hotels, in the stores.
And Northfield in particular has changed so much over the course of the last 25 years or so. It used to be just Deadsville in the summertime. Now it's lively, and it's going to be even more vibrant this coming summer.
I think so.
All right. One more time, what was that website they can register for?
It's on Eventbrite, but you can find a link from the Facebook page of Northfield Area Wedding Vendor Fair, Northfield Wedding.
All right. Glenn, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you with the wedding fair, and have a great summer.
We will.
All right. Glenn Schweitzer, once again from the Gardens of Castle Rock. That Northfield Wedding Fair is coming up this Thursday from 4 to 7.